Hey, you mentioned Mariano Rivera.
Yes, sir.
We're in number 42. I got a chance to go check out the
I was going to ask you about
Jackie
that. I
Robinson
understand
film.
You went out to the Cinemaplex.
Got out bright and early on Friday. It was fantastic.
And had a chance to see 42, the Jackie Robinson story.
I did. You know,
the
first.
It counts.
Exactly. The first takeaway, Vince Vaughn getting back into your theaters. So you got the internship, the trailer for that. So
oh, the previews
was,
with him and Owen Wilson?
Yeah. Laughing and having a good time. He was on SNL yesterday.
Okay.
Gotten out and promoting. They promoted the new Ron Howard racing movie, Rush, starring the guy that played Thor. So that was kind of odd. But then, you know, what's funny is everybody's coming in. We got there early, you know, seated nice and center. Got to get your perfect seat. And everybody's walking in. They're wearing their Jackie Robinson shirts. The old school Brooklyn Dodgers caps. Guy walked in with Giants gear and got booed. I mean, it was great. It was just like being at the ballpark. And for me, it came back to the power of language. And you've got the John C. McGinley character playing Red Barber. And he was on with Jay Moore on Friday talking about getting ready for the role and listening to the tapes. And you remember there's no TV back then. So calling a game, you're painting the picture. So they let him do that as part of the film. Baseball action's fantastic. And then obviously you have the other side of speech at its worst with Alan Tudyk, who, you know, Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball, plays the angry Phillies manager shouting the worst of things. So as a baseball film, it delivered. I just wanted more Jackie Robinson off the field and out
but
of the clubhouse.
Is it one of those, because there's nothing that's worse, and I know listeners feel our pain, that when you see a sports movie come out and you're an absolute aficionado of the sport, right, like Tin Cup as a golfer upset me because no one would have made the decision that Roy McIlvoy did.
Right.
Give me another ball. There's no way he would have done that. So it almost ruined the story of him back, you know, spinning a 3-wood off the 18th green. That doesn't happen.
I loved it.
Was it true to form for baseball, or was it kind of like crossover that it was a little bit more cliched than it should have been?
No, because I don't think you got the other part, and that's what I wanted more of the other story. What was he doing away from the ballpark? Were there any strains at home? You basically get you keep doing it, you'll be fine. There's not a lot of breakdown, not a lot of interaction outside of the clubhouse and on the diamond. So I think they stayed too much in the baseball realm. Harrison Ford was great as Branch Rickey. You get a bunch of nice quotable moments out of him. But I just wanted more of the complete picture of that rookie season. And while I got it on the diamond and the baseball scenes were great and it shot beautifully, and recreating the old ballparks through the CGI and whatever they constructed physically, it just left me wanting more of the other story. Now, if you don't know anything about Jackie Robinson except for one or two quick blurbs about who he was, then it's a nice primer to go and seek out that other information. But going to see the film, knowing the background as we do, and having read and interviewed people when I used to go up to Cooperstown all the time when I lived in upstate New York, and you know, you'd sit and have a cup of coffee with the Hall of Famers because that's what they're doing, just hanging out, signing autographs and talking to people. You'd get some of the stories from the 50s, from the late 40s, etc. And, you know, you know a little bit more. But I think it should feed into people wanting to reach deeper for the story. So it's a nice cursory, here's your introduction. Now keep going to work on your masters. No pun intended.
That was quite an in-depth movie review.
I thought it was great. I really enjoyed the language, though. Look, I'm not trying to fill any roles here. But, like, to me, I just sat and I smiled listening to the way McGinley set things up as Red Barber. You know, oh, look at Robinson dancing between first and second. His feet can't touch the ground. He's like a cat on a hot tin roof.
He's
hungry for the plate, like, you know, the wolf coming for your, you know, the steak bone.
I'll go see it no matter what. If only for the other reason is that I want more commercial box office success with sports movies so we see more of them.
I'll tell you what, they're estimating that it may make up to $26 million this weekend. They were hoping for $17 million.